Ivy Harper has been named as the new Pouarahi for the Final Order Commissioning Agency for the South Island. Ivy has some interesting background work. She joined the team in Otatahi as a strategic analyst a few years ago, and then was principal advisor. Now, since Helen has stepped down from May this year, Ivy's been sharing the role of interim leader while the recruitment process took place, and they have quite rightly and pleasingly chosen Ivy as the new gaffer. Thank you for joining us, Ivy. Tēnā koe. Ko tēnā.
Oh, morena tēnā.
Kei te pai. I hope you don't mind the term gaffer. It's an old throwback from my dad's days, but it's a pommy term. It just means the boss, I guess. And congratulations on the appointment, firstly, to you, Ivy. Thank you for joining us. What is it you like most about what the organisation is doing, Ivy?
Oh, well, listen, thank you. Thank you for your congratulations. I do recall you asking me at my very first interview, and I just had an interview, and I was trying to put you off. And but, yes, it's been a bit of a ride, but what do I love most? I think positioning whānau at the centre of all that we do is the main thing for ourselves, and actually listening to their dreams and aspirations and giving them that opportunity. That'll have to be the greatest growth for me.
You know, me and Helen had a pretty decent on-air relationship, Ivy. I'm hoping to establish the same with you, because it's not prying. I'm not looking for controversy. What she used to like doing, or what I think we used to like hearing, was about these little initiatives, when banded together, sort of pointed that our people were on the move. You know, and we touched on initiatives from markets in the north, and to Tauihu, to poi making in the south, right down the bottom, and Murihiku. So, you know, what's the saying? Small and ngātarauro, naku, and you know, with your little bit, my little bit, we move together. So, please, you know, feel free to talk about the big stuff, but also the little stuff. I think it paints a neat picture, and maybe even one that we could touch on too was Kiwi Kai, because this is a kaupapa from the south that was acknowledged at the Māori Women's Development Awards, which was held about a week ago. But this just serves as an example of how we are working together in small but consistent ways to advance our people forward. Any other kaupapa of that nature you'd like to make a mention of, Ivy?
Oh, well, listen, I just want to really acknowledge the wonderful work of Renee Gargulio. I mean, she has just been incredible in her journey to ensure that whānau and the kai available is, you know, great for them. And, you know, we have certainly watched her journey and been so proud of her. She actually took out four sections, can I just say, as well as the Supreme Award, so, you know, that's just wonderful. We're so so pleased for her. But actually, can I just say, Gail, it's been an incredible week. I also want to acknowledge two incredible young men, Aka and Tane Mahuta, who, through their courage, you know, with their taua piwi beard, you know, travelled along the road, that journey of well-being in terms of family violence, and they won this incredible award that acknowledged the work that they've done in this space. They are known as Twin Harmony, and they sing a number of waiata, but it usually is cognizant of the challenges that whānau have in terms of family violence. So just on the weekend, they were able to win that award, and of course we followed their journey on Facebook as they travelled to the north to attend the awards ceremony. This year we have a 92 whānau initiatives that we have invested in, and we look forward to their incredible journey. Those ones that have finished, we still continue to support them. I'm looking forward to, it's not everyone's kaupapa, but we know that our whānau are involved in it. We've actually invested in a young gamer who wants to just share his knowledge about safe gaming, because he acknowledges that there are a number of Aotearoa in that space. It's quite a brave step, I think, for a panel to choose such a kaupapa, but we look forward to seeing how that journey goes with that young man and his whānau, as well as a large number of other initiatives that we've supported.
Well, look, let's talk regularly, Ivy, so we can celebrate these types of initiatives, but the wider work of Te Pūtahitanga, and while it's seen as a real fillip and contributor to positive contributor to social service delivery, it also, in many ways, is a political organisation too, because it has an ability to lobby for change. I'm looking forward to your stint at the helm, and looking forward to working in collaboration with you, so we can get the positive messaging of the mahi organisations involved in out to wider te iwi Māori. Great catching up with you, albeit briefly today, Ivy, and looking forward to our next kōrero te tuhine ngā mihi.
Ai, ka pai tau. Kia pai tō rā.
Kia ora. Thanks, Ivy.